It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Democratic Senate candidates John Hickenlooper and Andrew Romanoff faced off last night for the first and only in-person debate of their primary race. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Hickenlooper once again pitched himself as the pragmatist who would beat Republican Cory Gardner.
I ran statewide in 2010 and 2014, very difficult years for Democrats, and I won statewide each time. Andrew, you haven't won yet statewide.
For Andrew Romanoff, it's a progressive message that challenges both parties.
When I win this seat, it will be in spite of the opposition of my own party leadership in Washington, and instead because of the support we're getting all across Colorado.
Ballots are in the hands of voters, and the election ends June 30th. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A student group at the University of Colorado Boulder is calling for the school to sever ties with Boulder's police department and cut funding for campus police. Ruth Waldemichael is with CU's Black Student Alliance.
We have so many stories from community members and students and faculty members that have been targeted by city police and by campus police. So we need to defund the police and add anti-racist training.
The group has asked that money allocated to campus police be redirected to hire and train more faculty of color and to recruit more students of color. In a statement, CU Boulder says the police department has implemented training on implicit bias and de-escalating conflict. The Colorado State Fair in Pueblo will go on this summer with some changes because of the pandemic. The fair's board voted Tuesday to approve new guidelines. They could affect activities including the fair's dog and horse shows, rocketry, and a junior livestock show. Admission will be free to the state fair, which runs from late August through Labor Day weekend. Temperatures are warm again today, and there's fire danger and red flag warnings in Colorado Springs and Pueblo, Vail, and Aspen. This is CPR News.